the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 734 in our original It's Your Business series. The Rev right on the cymbals this morning. Rev never sounded so good.
Well, thanks, Bill. Let's have another one.
There you go.
One for good measure. Extra piece of pie, whatever
that's,
you want to call
that's
it.
That's right. And get one ready for next hour.
How about now?
There we go.
Okay.
Some of my favorite people are included in our next 2 hours. This hour, you'll hear from attorney Tom Johnson, the character and the characters of law. We'll talk about some of the things that are swamping the criminal justice system this morning. We'll talk with Trevor Knettle and Nick Carpin of Sprint. We'll talk as well about the first Peach Festival in South Dakota. 10 o'clock hour, the Peach Festival, yes siree. And we'll talk as well with Dr. Jill Murphy and Jody Perrette, Plastic Surgery Associates. They finally have a female surgeon. It'd be nice to visit with them. Hartford working on a housing project, and you'll meet the Hartford Volunteer and Business of the Month. But we start with Jody and Jesse. Both of them have been traveling. Jesse will join us in a couple of minutes. She's been to Europe. You've just been to Cleveland.
Well, you know, Cleveland's nice, too. What do you say?
Well, it's now the home of LeBron James.
That's
so
right.
It's not too bad.
Jesse and I were talking. We're going to go about a month without seeing each other, just the way that our trips overlapped. We like to usually use these Fridays to catch up. But what are you going to do? It's vacation season.
All right. Cover story on Monday was...
Yes, financial services. So we looked at some of our top employers locally in financial services, and the story kind of changes depending on who you talk to and where you sit in the industry. But, you know, I think one of the trends that came up in this is that we often see some of the innovation and the change that's going on in this industry sooner maybe even than other places just because of some of the key players that do business here. So I'm talking places like Citibank, for example, you know, which kicked everything off for us locally in the industry back in the early 1980s. They are becoming leaner and returning to more of their core business, the vanilla business of banking after getting into some diversified interests in years past, Bill. So what that has meant for us locally is a bit of staff reduction. You know, I'm not talking large-scale layoffs here, which is why I think it's pretty much gone under the radar. But at one point, Citi peaked at 3,200 employees in that campus up in Northeast Sioux Falls. That number is now down to 2,200. So things have definitely changed. The way we do business changes, you know, even as consumers because of technology, and sometimes that drives staffing as well. But what that means for Citi, at least here in the short term, is that they're going to be using one fewer building on that campus. The building known as Building 3 is vacated, will be vacated, and probably will be up for lease here, I would think, fairly soon. So that brings them down to two. And, you know, another force that was going on there was the ability for some employees to work remotely. So that's something that didn't exist back in 1981 when they first moved here. Lots of change in the industry. Capital One, one of our newer players here in town, they're going on about 2.5 years, I think, in Sioux Falls. And they are doing a large-scale renovation of their building, sort of putting that Capital One brand on it. And ultimately, they could reach about 1,100 people in that one building that they have up in the northeast part of town. So they're one to watch, I think. And then Premier Bank Card, you know, after kind of taking a hit during the recession, is rebounding pretty well. They're hiring again, and they're looking at, I think, upwards of more than 800 people and potentially even more than that here in the coming months. So a mixed bag of things. I've had other employers say that they would add jobs in financial services here if they could find the workers. That's kind of an ongoing trend. So obviously they're a core industry for us, going to continue to be that, but they're evolving just like everybody else in business.
Jody Schwann, the longest sentence I've ever heard you do. That was long.
Yeah, I kind of put a lot out there, didn't I?
You've been in Cleveland, haven't you?
She's thorough.
We just
She's
talk thorough. A lot in Cleveland.
She is. She thorough. Did a lot with that short period of time. Other breaking news this morning?
Oh, let's give a quick mention here to our newest downtown business that we were able to announce late yesterday, but going to be called Pappy's. This is a new coffee shop from Chris and Jessica Pappas. Chris Pappas, better known as the founder of Bagel Boy, started that back in 1994. He has since sold it, but is now getting back into the restaurant business. So Pappy's is going to be located in the Plaza, which we know as the former Western Surety building over at 9th and Phillips, and it's going to be part of a Frontier Bank branch that's also going to be going into that building. So Pappy's will offer breakfast and lunch, soups, salads, sandwiches, still kind of finalizing the menu, coffee, of course. It might be the first of multiple Pappy's locations. So it's going to be fun to watch this come together. The plan for both the bank and the coffee shop is to open in October. Going to start some construction there soon.
Not far away.
Another new addition for downtown. No, you could actually swing by there on your way to work, I bet, Bill.
There you could. Okay, Jody Schwann, she's with the Sioux Falls Business Journal. Glad to have you back in our city again.
Thank you.
And we're going to check with somebody that went even further than Cleveland, Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. Jesse, what time zone are you in this morning?
Well, I am back in the same time zone you are, Bill.
Well, that's good. How close?
Yes, yes. We're just south of Sioux Falls, so we'll be in Sioux Falls probably by 9:30, 9:45. So, yeah, but we traveled halfway around the world and back, and, yeah, it was a fabulous trip and saw some beautiful, beautiful countries.
You know, every time somebody travels on this show, something happens. Tom Johnson has, as a lawyer, has talked to us about a couple of the experiences he's had traveling. And you're going to talk about travel and travel scams this morning.
I am. Just how to protect yourself when you're taking a trip, whether it's halfway around the world like we did or just to another state. But first thing you want to do is notify your credit card company. Credit is oftentimes the best way to make purchases when you're on a vacation like that. And certainly if you're overseas, because several things. The exchange rate is better on your credit card. And in Europe, they use chip and PIN technology, which Jody and I have both talked about, the security around chip and PIN. So what we did is we not only notified our credit card company, but we got a new credit card that had the PIN technology with it. So felt very secure traveling with that. So I would say limit the amount of cash you have and use your credit card whenever you can, but notify your credit card company first. And, you know, keep as many things with you as you can. These planes are so booked right now as it is the peak of the summer travel season. And we all see people try and bring down those big, huge bags that will no more fit in the overhead travel bin than it would fit in their bathtub. So I always encourage people to take only what you need to take with you on the plane and the really important stuff you need to keep actually with you. So your passports, your boarding passes, any medication that if you get sick somewhere would be difficult to replace overseas, those are things you want to keep with you. You want to be very protective of your passport as well. Passports issued recently have some PIN technology in them, or have some technology in them, I should say. And these, of course, have found a way to steal all that. So there are some devices that if you have a newer passport, you can put them in that will keep them safe while you are traveling. And then the other thing I would say is take advantage of what your hotel has to offer. If you have if the concierge has a safe or you have an in-room safe, you may want to use that to store your belongings, such as your passport or maybe your travel information that you don't want out there with somebody else to have. So just like we always say, an ounce of prevention, maybe go online, look up some tips for traveling safely, because there's nothing worse than getting to your destination and having lost something or having something stolen, whether it's your passport, your credit card, cash, those sort of things.
Jesse, let me ask you one other question, because while you've been gone, we've had a plane shot down. We've also had a plane that went down this week. And they're having a lot of conversation on talk radio, talk television as well about, is it safe to fly? How safe did you feel?
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, because we really, we had access to all that information as well. So as a cautious traveler, we tried not to be freaked out by that. But I can tell you that security overseas is every bit as tight as it is in the U.S. And so I would say that we were in big, big airports in the Czech Republic and in Austria. But there's a large security presence really around the world. Travel dollars mean a lot to all of those countries. So they want to protect your safety just as much as obviously you want to arrive safe. So I would say, as a family, we felt very confident as we were getting on planes, that really that the best they had the best information as possible, and they really took a lot of security measures going forward. Now, whether somebody's going to hit you from the ground with a missile, that's a whole other story, but we felt that the airports were very secure.
Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota, glad to have you almost back in Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
I will look forward to being in the studio with you guys next weekend.
God bless. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Just ahead is Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, lawyers in the news, also news that affects you. Tom will explain when we come back. The music is calling us. We are in our first hour this morning of 2 hours of business broadcasting.
Stop playing with your phone, Bill.
Well, I had to get a message
out. Put Angry Birds away. It's time to do a show here.
I have to get with it here. Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law. Of course, it's SiouxFallsLaw.com. That's the easiest thing to remember, correct?
That's our website, yep, SiouxFallsLaw.com.
You know, the topic is one that we've kind of dealt with before, and if you look at USA Today, the Argus, just listen on television or radio. What we're going to talk about this morning deals with mental illness and police tangling, and it's something that your office kind of watches. You have a specialty and an interest in this.
Yes, we do, Bill. We run into a little bit of this in our disability practice. We, of course, work with a lot of clients who have mental illnesses as their impairment and a part of their claim for their Social Security disability claim. We also have some interest in it because my partner was a member of the board of NAMI, the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, and years ago, I was on the parole board, and it was one of the things I observed was that as they deinstitutionalized the treatment of the mentally ill and got rid of a lot of the large industrial-type holding centers, if you will, they didn't really make a lot of provision for how to take care of those people once they got out. And so law enforcement ends up having to deal with them mostly as those people hit the streets.
30% of inmates are ill. One of the things that we talked about in places like Chicago, they're keeping a daily tally now on mental illness. 20% of daily calls service people who are emotionally disturbed. And we usually hear some of the headlines that come from those that wind up with somebody being shot, somebody being hauled away that we don't hear about. But it's got to be a concern for society.
It is. You know, one of a 2006 study showed that 64% of the people in jails are mentally ill, 56% in state prisons, and 45% of the federal prisoners. Now, that said, you know, quite frankly, one of the ideas of punishment probably is, to some extent, to make you just a little bit sad that you're where you're at. And so I think situational depression is a part of it. I don't know that those numbers are entirely appropriate or out of line. And likewise, you know, some of the people that have created atrocious crimes, the Tim McVeighs, the Donald Mohlers, the Robert Leroy Andersons. I mean, how could you not think that they were mentally ill, and how could you likewise not think that they shouldn't belong in prison or elsewhere, as they all are now. But the ones that concern me are those that are really a part of my client base for my disability practice, who to a large extent are not a great threat to the public, but they do tend to survive on the edge and get involved in criminal activity, small-time thefts, inappropriate public conduct, and sometimes it's just a matter of survival.
We talked about the 30% of inmates are ill, and then you read the headline in the morning paper, cut juveniles in custody. Now, we're still looking at space, we're looking at dollars, we're looking at budgets. How do we look at those and know we're doing what's best for us?
I don't think I have the answer to that question, Bill. I think that it's an ongoing problem. I think that it's one that you have to always be working at. My concern has been over the years that we've spent so much money building prisons, whether they're juvenile or adult facilities, and locking people up, And sometimes I think a different treatment program is more appropriate. We simply, from the economic side of it, just can't afford to lock everybody up who is engaged in inappropriate conduct. We don't like it. We don't have to like it. We don't have to approve of it. But there's just an economic reality that we just can't lock everybody up who doesn't act the way we want them to.
We talked about your disability practice a bit. Tell us what else, specialty-wise, you guys have been doing for a long time here in Sioux Falls.
We do some personal injuries. That's mostly automobile accidents, but it could be slip and falls, could be other forms of negligence. We'll look at any of them. We'll look at professional negligence if that comes along. We practice in the work comp area, representing employees who have a work comp claim and feel that they aren't being treated entirely fairly. And we also review nursing home abuse cases, abuse or neglect cases, either one, situations where people have not been treated, the elderly typically, have not been treated appropriately and maybe have some injuries as a result of that negligence by the nursing home.
We know that we have new listeners every time that Tom comes on the air. So when we start talking about nursing home abuse, let's deal with that just for a second, if we might, about the fears that people have. Somebody that is a loved one that's in a nursing home, what do I do if things are just not right? If it's not the way that it should be, it doesn't appear right, what do I do and make sure that they are being cared for?
Well, I think I've said before, and I believe that the point that you have to always make to the listeners is, if you feel something isn't right, use your common sense. If you feel it isn't right, it probably isn't. If you feel things are good, then probably there's no problem. So use your common sense. Ask questions. You want to ask about the bruises. Ask about the falls. If there's a weight gain one way or the other, you know, ask why that's happening. Check into the menus and what they're receiving. Check into the medications, too. Make sure they're receiving the medications they're supposed to, understand the way they follow up, and watch for the bed sores and the infections. Those are the really horrific injuries that you see. You know, and most people don't have these experiences, but those who do, certainly this is one of the most helpless parts of our community. The elderly can't protect themselves, and they need their loved ones to do that for them.
Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, SiouxFallsLaw.com. One of the things that I have found with Tom is that he's pretty much down to earth with what we talk about. What you see is what you get. What you hear is actually what you get with Tom Johnson. But you know how to handle these cases. You know how to work with people. You know how to listen. It's not a cookie cutter on every case. It certainly is one of those that takes somebody that's been there, done that, understand that most are good, but if you're in an awkward situation, you do need somebody that becomes your advocate.
You know, one of the things you just said really is important to me, and that's the listening. I think if lawyers would learn to keep their mouth shut the first 10, 15 minutes of every conference and listen to what the problem is rather than making assumptions, I think that's an incredibly important part of the job. I've been at this for 35 years, 36 years now, I guess, and we've seen a lot of strange events, a lot of odd things happen, and it takes a different approach for almost every situation.
SiouxFallsLaw.com. You have a phone number as well.
It's 335-1778 or toll-free 1-877-335-1778.
We're in our last minute, but if somebody has a need to talk with you today, how quick can they talk to you? How quick can they see you?
They're going to be able to talk to me probably not this morning, but this afternoon I'm going to be in. I think I've got spots open next week, so we can get you in fast.
Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law. It's always interesting when we talk, and we always get the headlines that help help us tell the story. And sometimes what you read in print or what you hear on television isn't the way it is right in front of us. But we have to be aware that what happened someplace else could happen here.
Could happen here, absolutely.
Tom Johnson, thanks for being with us.
You know, listening to Tom is kind of calming and relaxing, and that's kind of what you need for a lawyer, I would think, wouldn't you?
one that listens.
I mean, yeah, he's just listening to him talk is kind of relaxing. Tom, when's your other 50% going to come in? Is she afraid of the studio or what?
You know, we haven't talked about that. I don't know.
One of these days?
Okay, we'll do that.
All right, Tom, thanks for joining us. You have a great weekend. Sprint, Trevor and Nick, they bring us up to speed following Fox Business News. That's on the half hour. Oh, it's a Friday. And we have Trevor Knettel and Nick Carpin from Sprint. Gentlemen, good to see you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, you were telling me that Nick's been on the road, out west.
Been slacking off, yes.
So is he an hour behind everything that you do right now?
Yeah, I can't say for sure. Generally, he runs a little bit behind it normally. So.
Kind of par for the course, yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about Sprint this morning. Is that okay with you guys?
Absolutely.
How about the Sprint business plan? You wrote the notes?
Yeah.
Kick it off, Trevor.
Yep. I always like to talk about the business plans that Sprint has for businesses here in the Sioux Falls area. We take a look at how businesses are using their cellular services and how they'd like to make some changes. And we also like to look at how they're spending their dollars on cellular services. So if you're interested in making some changes or finding out what Sprint has to offer, I always recommend give me a call or stop into the Sprint store and get some information, and I'd be happy to come out to your office and sit down with you and take a look at all those types of things and find a program that suits you better and offer you some number one service, too.
So how small a business will you come see, or how big a business would you come see?
Good question. I have business customers that are just starting out that just are starting out with one line. And then it's kind of fun to watch those companies grow and add employees, and pretty soon they're up to 5 and then 10. And then I've got some pretty big companies here in Sioux Falls that are over 30, 40, you know, 50 lines.
You have a buyback plan.
We do.
What the heck is that about?
Yeah, Sprint buyback is something that's out there that I thought it'd be a good idea to make people aware of. It's a great way to get some money for your old cell phone. If you're looking at switching to Sprint, and say you may have some early termination fees, or you want to get some extra cash to help pay for the new phone, Sprint has a program now where you can go online, go to Sprint.com, and do a search on the buyback. But for example, you know, if you have an old iPhone, it doesn't matter what carrier it is, if it was Verizon or AT&T, or old Android phones, you can take a look at what that phone is worth to Sprint, and then Sprint will give you a credit on your bill for that amount. And it really alleviates people having to go to other third-party websites like a Craigslist or something like that and selling their phone. So it really makes it easier and you know, less stressful to make some money, get rid of some old technology because you don't need those things laying around the house anyway.
One of the nicest things that happened was when they let you take your phone number from company to company. And I worked so hard to get a 728 bill number.
Oh, okay.
That it was very difficult to even consider any of that. But today, if you can carry it from one place to the other.
Absolutely.
You guys have made it easy.
Yes. Yeah, and that brings up another good point. When you do take your number from another carrier to us, in the business department, you will also get a porting credit. So on a smartphone, it's worth $150. So if someone has a smartphone and they're going to get $100 or maybe, you know, somewhere in that area on Sprint buyback and then throw in a porting credit of $150, you know, pretty soon we're getting up there to almost paying for your next phone.
You suppose we ought to bring in the retail guy?
We should.
We couldn't give him an hour, but we, you know, about 3 or 4 minutes. Are you up to date now?
I'm probably about as caught up as I'm going to be, yeah.
Retail stores, for people that are listening for the first time, remind them where you're located.
Sure, you bet. We've got two Sprint stores here in Sioux Falls. One is located on South Louise Avenue, right across the street from the Home Depot. And then we have an east side location, which is on South Sycamore Avenue, about one block north of 26th Street.
Well, the business guy would like to think that the family plan is just his side, but you got some points that you need to be making that people need to listen to.
Absolutely. The family plan Sprint rolled out with a few months back, and it has just gotten some amazing response from our clients. It's got some great advantages to it. The number one advantage is that it allows for, you know, enormous savings on your wireless service. And the more you have, the more you save. So you can pass that savings on to up to 10 of your friends and family, and that's hence the family plan. So basically,
and the separate billing is a key.
Separate billing is great too. So for example, you know, if you've got four different families, you know, with two or three lines apiece on there, everybody would still receive their own individual bill and only pay for the lines that, you know, that they're responsible for. But they get to take advantage of the savings, you know, for all 10 lines, for example. You can get service as low as $25 per line, which will get you unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 1 gigabyte of data. Or you can even upgrade that still. Sprint offers unlimited data with that for as low as $45 a line. So it's a great peace of mind. You don't have to worry about how much data you or any of your family members or friends are going to use on their smartphones. Sprint's the only national carrier that still offers truly unlimited data. And people really, really enjoy that peace of mind. And they know their bill is going to be the same every month. And they don't ever have to worry about any sort of overages in along with that as well.
The word Galaxy mean anything to you right now?
You bet. The Galaxy series, there's a couple of things going on. Right now, the Galaxy Tab 3, which is a 7-inch tablet, is free for anybody who has a Sprint account or starts a new Sprint account. So if you come into Sprint, you sign up new service, port your number in like Trevor was talking about, you can get a tablet, a 7-inch tab, Galaxy Tab 3, absolutely free with Sprint with a 2-year contract. In addition with that, the Samsung Galaxy S5 has been a great phone for us this summer as well. And we're getting in very soon. If we don't have it today, we'll have it soon. The Galaxy S5 Sport, which is a more rugged design, kind of a hard rubber case. It's water resistant, you know, more resistant to drops and breakage. And it's got physical application buttons on there, too. And it comes in a couple different colors. I think we're going to have red and blue in stock here real soon.
No orange?
Not any orange
yet. Everything I've got is orange. So
I would take an orange phone.
I would, too.
You just have to put an orange case on it.
We can do that.
You could do that.
Sure.
Okay.
There's accommodations for that.
Hours that you guys are in business?
During the week, the retail stores are open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. On Saturday, we're open from 10 to 6. And Sunday, the stores are open noon to 4.
All right. This is a point I like. Put you guys in separate elevators. You got people that you're with, and you got 60 seconds to tell them about what you're doing at Sprint. Nick, we'll let you start. What's important from Sprint?
Well, what people are asking about most and want to know about is why they should switch to Sprint. And the primary thing is the value, the amount of service that you get for the lower price that you're going to pay. You're going to save money every month, plus the incentives and deals we have going on right now. Like Trevor mentioned earlier, we do have a port-in credit, which means if you switch your number from your current provider, if you don't already have Sprint, we'll switch that number for you. It makes it very simple, very easy to do. You really don't have to do anything other than provide an account number. We'll switch that number, activate it on your new Sprint phone, and you'll get $100 prepaid Visa gift card for each line you switch over. So, for example, if you have 4 lines for your family right now with another carrier, switch those 4 lines over to Sprint, keep those same numbers, you'll get $400 in Visa prepaid cards to use towards whatever you want. So it's a great deal right now, incredible value, and that's what people are looking for right now.
The elevator door just opened for you. You were well within the limit. Yours is a little slower. There are more people on, and I don't know if they're a little heavier in weight or what's going on, but you need to talk to them about business because they're asking you questions about why is Sprint different.
Sure. Well, I always kind of like to, you know, brag about the Sprint business department just because in our book of business, there's really been a very little turnover. So once we get a company to work with us and get used to working with us and we provide the service for them, it's not just the plans, but also the people, I think, too, with the support of the retail stores. But I think there's a big difference between how Sprint takes care of a business customer and how other carriers do, whether it's them breaking phones and being in a pinch or me stopping out or stopping out to a work site for a construction company and getting them a phone because things break all the time, no matter, you know, how careful you are. It seems like things like that happen. So when it comes to customized plans, personal service, and just, you know, just the day-to-day stuff that comes up, when they call me, you know, I answer the phone and we get them taken care of that day generally. And I think that really proves valuable to businesses here in Sioux Falls. And that's why we have such a strong customer base.
As you're walking off the elevator, somebody says, how do I reach you?
To reach the business department, either stop into the West Side store or you can give me a call directly on my cell. The number is 605-376-5555.
And I have to say, Nick did very well. He caught up in the hour very, very much this morning.
We're back on track.
We are. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Always enjoy our conversation with Sprint. They take care of their customers, and that's what you want them to do for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you.
When we come back, we're going to tell you about the first Peach Festival for South Dakota. It's this weekend. Get ready. Oh, boy. South Dakota is finally getting its first Peach Festival this weekend. Lynn Albers is joining us. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I heard Chris Carter, who has been in the studio with us in the last couple of days, say, I don't like peaches. Should I go to the Peach Festival? And you probably would tell him what?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What else is involved?
We have all kinds of fun activities, games for young and old alike. We've got giant inflatables for the kids. We have a lot of different food if you don't like peaches, plus all of our great product vendors that'll be out there. So there's something for everybody, absolutely everybody.
All right, it's going to be Yankton Trail Park.
Yes, here in Sioux Falls.
Yes, tomorrow. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Correct.
And then it's 11 to 5 on Sunday.
That's right.
Why so long to get a peach festival here?
Why what?
Why did it take so long?
Well, because the Fruit Club hadn't formed yet, and we were the ones that thought of it, so just...
Duh.
Nobody else thought of it, I guess. There's peach festivals all over the United States, except for in the Midwest.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know why there hasn't been one in the Midwest. But
we're creative people in the Midwest.
We
why
are.
Would we not understand Georgia peaches are better than those California peaches?
Well, after this weekend, everybody will know that.
All right, so people that are coming out, there obviously is some music that's involved. There's some food that's involved. You guys have a big donation as well.
We do. We're donating a minimum of $10,000 to Special Olympics South Dakota.
All right, so it's how much, $10,000, you say?
Yep, a minimum of $10,000. Hopefully it's going to be a lot more than that.
All right, so people come out, they enjoy the food, they enjoy the music. So where do they make the money for this event?
The money is coming from a portion of our peach sales and from a lot of other things. If you have to shuttle in, the parking fees are going to Special Olympics. Parking inside the park is completely free. So you can come to Yankton Trail Park and park inside the park if there's room. If we run out of room, then, excuse me, then we've got shuttles at Lincoln and O'Gorman High School that can bring people in.
You've been doing this a long time. I know because you and I have talked to each other. I've seen you in the hallways.
Yeah, we've been working on this for a while now.
The other stations. You're going to be, I'm sure, very much relieved when it's over, but it's been an experience, people being able to learn. There is a fruit club now.
Yes.
Which people can join.
Oh, absolutely. There's no membership fees. There's nothing really to join. We call it a club because people like to go online and share recipes and canning ideas and tips and things like that. To become a member of the Fruit Club, you just need to place an order. You don't have to order something every month. It's just if you see something that you like, place an order. You're a member.
Now, for those that like to enjoy a menu or items, such things as pies, jams, cobbler, tea, ice cream, beer?
Peach beer, yes. Along with domestic beer from our friends at Dakota Beverage, we will have the specialty peach beer that we had brewed for this event.
The peaches themselves. Any idea how many peaches, how many?
Well, the song, you know, millions pounds of peaches. I don't think we have millions, but we do have thousands. We've got, I believe each semi holds around 1,800 boxes of peaches, and I believe we have three semis coming in. So we'll have lots of peaches.
So you're excited?
Very, very.
Will people get tired of the peaches?
I don't think so. We have a lot of canners out there that just love canning all of our fruits.
That's a key word, the canning.
Yes.
A lot of that is done in the Midwest, a lot more in the Midwest than other parts of the country.
Right, and we are bringing canning back. We really are. With the fruit that we bring in, it's so fresh and canning really is easy. I actually did it for the first time. And I'm really not. My friends call me domestically challenged because I'm just not. I'm not a canner type person, but I tried it, and I'll tell you what, it's the easiest thing there is.
For the people that are listening out there that have never canned, what was the most challenging of that?
The most challenging
following
is
instructions?
Cutting it up. That's the thing that takes the longest. You cut it up, and then you make a little, you know, a little, like, sugar, water, sauce, put it in the jar, boil it for a few minutes, and you're done. It's very easy, and we will have canning demonstrations at the festival.
Has it been successful enough there will be more than one festival?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. Yes, we're already, you know, just when we have a few minutes here and there, we're already talking about next year's festival and in years to come. This will be a yearly event in Sioux Falls.
All right. In 60 seconds, give people information they need to know about the festival this weekend.
We will be there starting tomorrow from 8:30 to 10 p.m., Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Yankton Trail Park here in Sioux Falls. It is free admission. It's free parking at the park. We have shuttle services available at Lincoln and O'Gorman High Schools if the park fills up. We've got something for everybody, games, fun, activities. The Special Olympics will be out there, and lots of food and lots of vendors. Come on out.
Peach pie.
Peach cobbler. Peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler.
And
there you
the world's All largest peach cobbler is coming from Georgia, from our friends in Georgia.
Lynn Albers, congratulations on what you have almost done. You've gotten us to the brink. We're now ready for the big weekend.
We are ready.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Ron Nelson, Ragbri. He's on the road across Iowa. We'll find out where Ron is when It's Your Business returns. Well, with a Peach Festival this weekend, Jody came back from Cleveland, and our friend Jesse from the Better Business Bureau came back from Europe. We know that Ron Nelson is at Ragbri riding across Iowa. We're going to talk with him in a minute. But to anybody that's traveling would probably appreciate a Comfort King bed. I know I do because I'm on the road this weekend going across Iowa, across parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, then into Illinois. And I know the beds I'm going to face are not going to be like my Comfort King, Rev. It's going to be one of those weekends where, you know, it's going to be second or third best.
It'd you could take it with you.
I could. It's a little hard to haul.
Huh.
But, you know, that's not a bad idea. Have to get a truck big enough.
Take it along on vacation. Your wife would like it.
Here's how it works. You have a special need, softness in a bed, hardness in a bed. You can put your head up, feet can be up, and you can have the zero gravity. But we've had it for 6-7 months. Gives me a good night's sleep. The last couple of nights I've been dead tired. I was able to get to sleep and then get up when I wanted to in the morning. And I was right here to face all of the great people that listen, all the people that are on our radio with our two shows today. But Comfort King is what you should know. Go see Chris Larson. It's a factory. They'll make it to your specifications. A good night's sleep is priceless. Ragbri, across Iowa. We talked with Ron Nelson earlier in the week. He was near Emmitsburg, Ringsted, if I remember. Mr. Ron Nelson, where the heck are you today?
Well, hey, Bill. We are in kind of the limbo mode right now. We're in our hotel room at, you know, this time of the day. We should be out riding. It should have been out a couple hours. But it's raining pretty good, and in as much as this is kind of an odyssey, you know, we're not going to do it at all costs. We've turned on the TV and seen some people that have got started today, and it's like, you know, good for them. We're going to be some fair weather riders hopefully today. We're probably ready to get out in about an hour. But we're starting. We drove to Cedar Falls is where we're staying. Pardon me if I pause, because you do kind of get a tendency to forget where the heck you are going to all these different cities. But we drove to Cedar Falls. The finish city yesterday was Waverly, Iowa. We were starting at Mason City yesterday, ended up in Waverly. Had Brett Michaels performing Wednesday night in Mason City. And so I think there are a few later starts yesterday morning because of some revelry in Mason City the night before. Not in our group, mind you, but just out there. It was a good time.
Now, it ends as you put your feet in the Mississippi River, correct?
Yeah, that's the folklore. You know, you put your back tire, not your feet, but your front tire. You start off, you put your back tire in the river of the starting city. We weren't near the Missouri River this year, so whatever river they had in Groton Valley, and then your front tire goes in the Mississippi River. We did take our shoes off and stood in Clear Lake and got a group picture in Clear Lake the day we went through there on the way to Mason City. I guess that would have been 2 days ago. Again, you can appreciate the days do run together. But yesterday was College Jersey Day. So there was, in our group, a Jackrabbit jersey, a Coyote jersey, and truly, you can imagine, every jersey from every university you can imagine across the country. It was also Thong Thursday, and let your imaginations run wild there, or maybe not so much. Some things that maybe, you know, were left better to the imagination than seeing in person, but no, there are truly all types here. A couple of highlights and lowlights. We had our first wreck yesterday, and actually it wasn't a very good one. Guy in our group went down at about 18 to 20 miles an hour right in the middle of the highway, just kind of bounced down the highway. I was right behind him, did everything I could to avoid hitting him, and then, of course, just in the spirit of help, I stopped, you know. Well, retrospect thinking, not too bright. There's 200-300 bikers at any second at 20-plus miles an hour are going to be running me over, even though I made it with the wheels upright. But the guys are great. They literally just, you know, a lot of bikers in the area stopped and yelled, "Biker down, biker down." They helped him off to the side. And there was EMTs there wearing Iowa State jerseys, at, you know, which point your college loyalties didn't matter. Two guys just jumped into the rescue urgently. He screwed up his bike pretty good. We thought he's done for the whole ride. Hour and a half later, a little over $100 later, he was up and going. They bandaged him up, and he finished the day, and he's good to go. So we were very thankful, you know, that something that could have been, they said he did the perfect tuck and roll. Otherwise, and they said that saved his collarbone from breaking, because it was a hard fall.
Ron and, Nelson, you know, on RAGBRAI. We'll talk with you when we get back. Appreciate the report out there at Cedar Falls this morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
You bet. All right, from RAGBRAI. Rev, last Monday, we did our first Valentino salad quiz, and it took three callers before a gentleman from Rock Valley guessed correctly that there were six beans in the six-bean salad at Valentino's.
That's a tough quiz there, Bill.
All right, 336-1320 is the number to call. First answer that's correct this morning will win dinner for two at Valentino's. And the question, as written by Joy, what would Bill Zortman's mom like to see him eat on the salad bar? Here's the hint. I've never eaten a salad in my life. So what would my mom like to see me eat on the salad bar? 336-1320. If you're the first correct answer, you will win dinner for two. Should be an easy win this morning. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, Joy is quite the editor on these questions. I'm not sure that they'll get this one. This is a little more difficult.
Yeah, well, we thought we should throw some easy ones out first.
All right. Today is Fish Day.
Yeah, it's Fish Friday here at Valentino's. And, again, this is not a product that just comes in and comes from the freezer to the fryer. It's, we get the fillets in, we cut them up by hand, and hand dip them in a batter that's going to make them light and crispy, and therefore they're not as greasy, and the flavor of the fish really comes through.
Well, I see we got a call coming in. We'll have Reb check to see if we have a winner while we're talking. We're in our last minute here, but we do have pizza, pasta, lasagna, fried chicken, brunch on Sunday.
Yes, we do, and that starts at 9 a.m. We've got a lot of customers who used to be breakfast house people until they came in and tried it. So now they're regulars because of all the variety that we do have, and the taste of that variety is what gets them.
All right, the caller is trying to get back with us. We'll check on it. We'll report next hour, later in the hour. Again, what would my mom like to see me eat on the salad bar? John, thanks. When we come back, we'll talk with the plastic surgery. Our time's up.